You are about to participate in the most ambitious culinary experiment ever imagined.
This competition is going to test everything.
Adapt quickly to anything. I mean anything. The wildest day of your life starts right now.
All new 24 and 24 Last Chef Standing. Sunday night at 8 on Food Network. Stream on Max.
Lauren in Florida finds the money pit in WCOA. What can we help you with?
Well, I might have inadvertently combined bleach and another cleaner in my toilet.
Okay.
not remembering that I had put the lemon-scented bleach in, I think I might have added something else. And then I may have left that in there for a couple of days. And this is a spare bathroom, so I'm not in there every day. And when I went back in, I noticed that right away, that from the water line down, it had turned a grayish color. And I flushed it out with water. And then...
And that grayish color just sort of stayed?
Well, the gray disappeared, but the glazing now feels very rough from the water line down.
Have you tried a product, Lauren, like CLR? CLR stands for calcium line rust. It's a really good cleaner for pulling out whatever ails you in that toilet.
But that could be if it's just a buildup that she's now feeling.
Well, it could still be. There could be some residual there. I mean, I would do that before I did anything else because glazing rarely wears out that quickly. I mean, you would have to have really put a nasty mix in there to have impacted it.
Yeah, but if bleach is so sort of detrimental to your plumbing piping itself, what could it do to the bowl?
No, it's not going to do anything to the bowl. It would be very corrosive for the metal part. And the rubber gaskets and the seals and stuff like that, but it shouldn't affect the bowl at all. So that's why I feel this is probably some sort of a mineral deposit or other deposit, and I would use CLR on it as a start.
Okay, and then if that doesn't work, if there's still like that rough feel from the water line down?
Well, if you can't get that out, then that's what you got, and you're probably not going to be able to get any more clean than that, Lauren.
If the glazing is gone, Tom, is there any sort of detriment to the bowl itself? Like, is the toilet going to break down because the glaze is gone and then it's porous?
Nah, toilets don't wear out. You know, the mechanical wears out, but the toilet doesn't. You know what, Lauren, I would clean it up and I would just put a little sign on and tell no one to reach into the bowl.
Yeah.
Never feel the bowl.
That.
All right?
No feeling below the water line.
That's right, yeah. Put some of that blue stuff in there. It'll all look great. Okay?
Okay, well, thanks very much.
Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEYPIT, 888-666-3974.
No, wait, if she puts that blue stuff in there, it's going to dye that porcelain. Don't do it.
Yeah, but you won't see it.
Don't do it. But then if she ever chooses not to use the blue stuff, there's going to be this weird blue Smurf zone.
You know, I think it's important to keep your toilet bowl clean, but polishing the inside, that may be just a bit excessive.
Waiting on a tax return? Hopefully it ends up in your hands. Fraudulent tax returns due to identity theft increased by 30% in 2023. If you're in a bind this tax season, LifeLock can help. Our U.S.-based restoration specialists are experts dedicated to helping solve your identity theft issues. And all LifeLock plans are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package. So we'll reimburse you up to the limits of your plan if you lose money due to identity theft. Help protect your information this tax season with LifeLock. Save up to 25% your first year at LifeLock.com/aware.